Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Let's go.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
20 degrees today.
Wow.
You've earned it. It's yours.
And you know it's going to get hotter than that.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And this is the best part. You know it gets hotter, and you know it's going to feel good, and you know that after the longest spring, we've lived this spring for about, several decades now we've been in this spring.
100 years.
Finally, you are getting the spring that you deserve, and there are things opening up. And we've got details on that and a little bit in trending and that sort of thing. But, like, quick recap. We're getting some of our parks back?
Yes.
And we're getting some of our fields back?
Yes.
And we might even be able to go to the bathroom at said parks if we're playing there, which is nice.
I mean, if it's heavily wooded, you could probably still go to the bathroom.
You can,
there, but
for
sure. You don't know what it's like to be a woman.
The problem is, heavily wooded, there's not enough leaves yet.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, sticks are uncomfortable.
So look at you, Riverdale Park. Hey, so good morning, everybody. Let's check in with TJ. What's going on, man?
Not only is the weather absolutely beautiful, but if you get up this early, you've been noticing too that the sun is coming up like way earlier.
Yes.
Leaving the apartment at 5 and you look at the window, it's like, it looks like it's sunrise. It's unreal.
And with all the condos in Toronto, the sun reflects off the windows. Yeah. So it like makes it a little
bit
brighter. And you're like, oh, it's a beautiful morning. Jax?
Well, I mean, we have so much love for frontline workers, of course. I need to give a special shout out, though, to drive-through workers because they have.
True.
Dude, they have seen it all. And I have a special place in my heart for David at McDonald's at Bathurst.
Why are you shouting out David specifically? Tell us about David.
Because whenever I say, how are you, you know what he says?
What?
Fantastic. Not good. Not well.
He's
not
fantastic.
He's fantastic. And
that's
we need
great.
More of that energy.
I would like to shout out the Harvey's that I went to last night.
I love Harvey's.
It was very delicious. I was like, thank you, drive-through Harvey's. It was really nice. The Swiss Chalet section was shut down, but I got the Harvey's. I went in there for the chicken on the Kaiser, but I ended up with the burger. It wasn't bad.
What a tale.
I know. It's a crazy... Let me tell you. Crazy life. That's why my last name's Wild. Jesse, what about you?
That's something. Adam, I want you to go into the system, type in the weekend in your eyes, and delete it.
Why?
Because Doja Cat hopped on the remix, and we need to play this one.
Is there swearing in this?
No.
Okay. If we haven't listened to it
Are
yet.
Are you sure?
I've listened to it. Oh, yes. Okay.
Adam's got his Gmail ready. Here
well,
we go.
He's playing it. I'm trying to play it, and it won't play.
I love Doja Cat, man.
Jesse, sing it.
No. Okay, so I'm trying to play it right now. Here's the thing.
What
you need to know is our internet sucks. Our internet in here sucks. I'm just throwing that out there.
But you know what we're going to do? We're going to play it a little later. We're gonna,
You know what? If you can give me 2 minutes, I'm going to try to get it ready to go. Oh, sorry, 2 songs. We're going to play Doja Cat actually right now. So maybe at the end of Doja Cat here, then we can play
Doja
that remix.
Cat. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Love it.
Sweet workaround.
Holy moly.
Hey! Computers need to rest too.
It's almost the weekend. Yeah, you know what? Maybe the computers need more of a rest as well. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It turns out, not only did we need an internet refresh, we needed to shut down the computer and turn it on again.
Yeah. You have become fixated. Oh,
you know what?
I love it. It's
okay,
hot.
So I really want to play this because I really think The Weeknd's In Your Eyes is such a great song. Mm-hmm. And I love what Doja Cat's doing and the fact that it's a remix. And then it's like, okay, we're going to play this remix. And then nothing. We are not delivering the product that we deserve, or that you deserve.
Now I'm terrified to play it.
Okay,
This better be worth it.
Okay, producer Jesse has brought this to the show.
Yes.
Come on,
Let's
Jesse.
Hear it. It's Doja Cat, Weekend, In Your Eyes remix.
Love the way you're talking. Love your style, but ooh, babe. I know that you got it for me, and it's on you, deep to part and see. Hate the way I feel. Places coming out of my bag for you to get wasted. I can't stop staring at you. It's like I forgot the stamina is rude. And that's what fight shots could turn me into. But you've done most things that gentlemen do. So
when it's said and when it's done, yeah, I will never let you know. I'm ashamed of what I've done, yeah.
Wow. I'm telling you. That was worth rebuilding the computer, calling the engineers. Did you unplug it and plug it back in?
Can we play it again?
Sure.
All day, over and over.
Do you want me to just stop playing this song and play it one more time?
No. We'll keep going here.
It's the number one song in the world, actually.
We'd have to restart the computer again.
Stuck with you, Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, Premier Doug Ford said salons will not open in the near future.
Oh.
And he was like, it's not going to open very quick. And he's like, look at my hair. And we're like, Doug, you don't have that much hair. And it's not that he's like, it's not that he's, Doug does not have big poofy hair, right? I'm not saying that he's going bald. He's not. But it was like, dude, you don't have some of the hair that people are dealing with.
Wow. He does have a wonderful coif.
He does. And a little jealous. Some people look better than others with longer hair during the pandemic. Some people have grown up just you know.
Wow.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Jax looks a little like the Karate Kid.
But shut up. I've been rotating bandana to Kat because I just need to cover it up.
It looks good. I like it.
And DJ, who is somebody who's extremely particular about their hair, you've handled this quite well, and your hair looks good.
Yeah, it's fine.
It looks
I had
the
my
same.
Girlfriend cut around the ears with kitchen scissors the other day, so that was good.
With kitchen scissors?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, she didn't cut my ear off, so I'll call that a win.
That's good. Now, some Toronto salons, when we do open up, have already booked themselves all the way to the holidays. And I'm not talking about the summer holidays.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Christmas.
Damn.
Jeez. And that made me think, too. Like, okay, so you got the, what about dentist appointments? When is the next time any of us is going to be able to get into a dentist unless you have a pre-existing appointment?
My dentist emailed yesterday and was like, hey, you know, we're getting set to open for non-emergency procedures and appointments.
Oh, wow.
And I actually got excited. Like, I don't need a cleaning, but I just want to see somebody. Like, I'm ready. So hopefully that's going to be in the very near future.
Ugh. I remember a couple weeks ago, I got the same phone call from my dentist. This is when they were still open, and they were booking in mid-June.
Ooh.
And I was like, that's optimistic. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't either. But there's other things. Like, I think there's going to be, I know everybody's worried about, you know, where we're going here with this. There's going to be a huge run on these things. Salons, dental appointments. I can't even think of what else there's going to be. But I feel like we're going to spend the back half of this year trying to catch up on all the list of things that we needed to get done. And I don't know if we're going to be able to do it all.
I've had to get my eyebrows threaded for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Don't joke about that. You don't know what it's like.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So yesterday, something really cool happened. Adidas released the Terry Fox Runners, basically a remake of the shoes that he ran with 40 years ago.
So cool.
When he kicked off his run. And, you know, people were obviously very excited about it because obviously vintage Adidas, that look is very in, right?
Yeah.
It's very
cool.
The thing is that this was a limited cost, right? Like you couldn't, after about 5 minutes, I believe they were completely sold out online. And obviously the proceeds going to charity and cancer research and such an amazing cause. But there's
a win all around.
Yeah. Two problems.
Yeah.
Number one.
There's going to be bad news, isn't there?
So you buy, the only people that bought them were people that are like sneakerheads and those. And then the second problem is the other people that bought them are the ones that are selling them on the secondary market. So these shoes.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
Okay. So these are shoes for charity. And people are making massive, massive dollars off them. So, you know, you buy them, say they're like $200. And people are putting them online for $1,000+.
And then they're giving all the proceeds to charity, right?
Yeah. No. They're keeping them. No. Yeah, no, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So, and here's the thing I don't understand is that if you're trying to maximize the amount of money that you're going to charity, why are these limited?
Yeah, you should just put out.
So why is Adidas making these Terry Fox Runners? Because I would have bought a pair. I need new shoes anyway.
Galaxy,
cool.
Galaxy brain time.
Yeah.
Adidas didn't really sell all the shoes.
What?
They made burner accounts.
Okay.
And they're now selling them on places like Kijiji.
You need to get off the internet.
For thousands of dollars.
Too much Reddit for you, man.
My old roommate Ryan is like a sneakerhead, and he was a nice guy until it came to sneakers. Like, it gets pushy. Like, you can make, it's aggressive. You can make so much money with that stuff, and it's so terrible.
It is. Well, so I'm wondering if they look at this and they go, why don't we just open it up? Like, you can't buy the t-shirts, you can't buy the, they did everything. You can't buy the shoes, you can't buy the t-shirts. Why not? Like, just raise as much money as you can.
Yeah. Maybe it's something to do with the fact, like, a lot of warehouses can't, a lot of factories can't be open right now because of COVID. So, like, they only have a limited supply.
I'm pretty sure this was going to be limited the whole way.
Yeah.
It's nice of you to think that way.
Yeah.
That's giving the benefit of the doubt. But from what I understand, anyway, there's been no shoe shortage, shall we say. So this was planned purposefully. And they're very cool. Like, they say Terry Fox on them and everything.
Mate, so. Hopefully they'll fix it. I love Adidas, and hopefully
so do I.
Yeah, they'll fix this.
I'm really upset.
My heart.
I think we're just really bringing it up because everybody wants them.
Yeah.
Can we please have one? Can we please? Can you allow us the chance to buy them? Mm-hmm. That's all we want. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Dooley.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so what if it was a long weekend every weekend?
It is.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Well, it sort of feels like this past long weekend kind of passed where everybody's like, oh, right on. But the thing is, New Zealand, which has done really, really well with COVID-19.
Yes.
They've had relatively few cases. Now, they were on this quick.
Yeah.
And they are an island and they're a much smaller country, so it's a little bit easier to handle it. But they shut down the airports. Everybody went into isolation. And I believe now their kids are actually back to school.
Yeah.
And they did it really fast. I think there was like 400 cases. Like, it was nothing.
Yeah.
So what they're suggesting, because they obviously everybody's going back to work, everybody's going back to school, they want to make sure that they're on it. What their prime minister has said is they're looking very very much at a 4-day work week.
Oh,
so because it's to keep people off the roads, it's to keep people distant. Mm. And I thought, damn, that would be really great.
No surprise. There's been study after study that show that 4-day work weeks are really good for your mental health, and they actually make you really a lot more productive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. The question I have is, like, how do we've had a harder time with the pandemic here.
Yeah.
They're having a much harder time in the States. How do we adopt this and make this a thing?
I think we have to have fun accents and live in a sunny place. Mm. That's what I think.
That helps for sure. Maybe just trying hard and believing in yourself would do it too.
Be the home place of Lord.
I think we do have, Canadians have some funny accents. Like, Jax, if you went full,
if you went
full Dartmouth on us,
we
have funny accents, and the next few months will be sunny. So we're already like halfway there.
Okay.
You get a funny accent, live in a sunny place.
Don't call it funny. I love my accent.
Like, if we were to ask Dartmouth Jax, like, hey, Dartmouth Jax, how's the long weekend going to be this weekend?
Oh, geez, Louise, looking real good, boy. Get out there, have your beer, have your dart. Let's go.
If we were to ask Dartmouth Jax about the 4-day work week,
Lord Tundra and Jesus, that's a good idea.
Now, Dartmouth Jax, please introduce the following song.
Oh, intentions. Here we go. Turn this one up. It's going to be a good day. 20 degrees. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
It's like watching Trailer Park Boys in the person.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is officially recommending wearing masks. Premier Doug Ford and Health Minister Christine Elliott together announced the province's official recommendation on behalf of Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. David Williams, recognizing now that things like retail stores and stuff are opening up.
Yeah.
A higher level of caution may be necessary in some situations. And they said that this is especially important on public transit. A bunch of park amenities are set to reopen this weekend.
Woo! Hey, that's great.
Over 850 park amenities to be specific. Exact.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, picnic shelters, soccer and multi-use outdoor fields, baseball diamonds, tennis and basketball courts, that type of stuff are set to reopen this weekend, along with off-leash dog parks, BMX and skate parks, which is great news for me and my BMX club. We can finally get together.
Rad guy over here. Yeah, they opened up, the dog parks were opened up yesterday, I do believe, and it was like, I walked by one and it was chaos.
Oh, yeah.
Just chaos. So hopefully it's just in time and we can actually be responsible with these.
We will. Everybody's been really good.
Yeah.
Have you walked through Bellwoods?
Okay. Well, those are your people.
Okay.
And as the president of Bellwoods,
I hope we need to do better, Bellwoods. do better.
You are.
Don't sit so close.
Bellwoods representative to the masses.
So yeah. Councilwoman Jax Irwin of Trinity Bellwoods.
Cool.
With more nice weather on the way, Toronto is again closing some roads this weekend for pedestrian traffic. They did this for the long weekend as well, where they just shut down some streets so that there's more space for pedestrians to walk so you can still practice social distancing. Jeez. Ooh, I'm having a rough go this morning.
That's
a little tired,
boy. I'm going to give you a hug after this.
Thank you.
Actually, I can't.
You can't. Yeah.
We can air hug it. Some major ones, Lakeshore Boulevard West, the eastbound lanes only from Windermere Avenue to Stadium. Also, the eastbound Garner off-ramp to Lakeshore. It's just a bunch of places, like Lakeshore East from Coxwell to just south of Woodbine and Bayview Avenue from Mill Street to Rosedale. Road.
Okay.
Yeah. All so right. Just keep a heads up. I remember, like, I was driving around this weekend and I stumbled across one, but it's, like, really easy to
just reroute.
It's also like, where are you going? What rush are you in? It's all good.
Hey. Some of us. No, there's no rush. You're absolutely right. It's also like, you know, with nobody being downtown, it's almost like kids when they throw parties when their parents leave for the weekend. It's sort of like, it's like, oh, okay, no one's here. Let's destroy everything.
Yeah.
Let's destroy it all. Let's rip it all up.
What?
Which is, oh yeah, the construction
what kind of
downtown.
Kid were you?
It's in, well, I mean, it was my friends, but I have to tell you, like, the construction downtown is crazy. But what's crazier is how quickly it's getting done.
It's
like
wild.
These guys are just moving.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Even the highway repairs. Like, have you guys been on the 401? Like near Oshawa, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You guys
spend like two lanes, and it looks great.
You guys, I feel like I work with two old men. Have you guys seen the construction on the 401? I can't believe it. You wouldn't believe
what day did that
Adam?
Happen? Was that a Tuesday? No. It was a Wednesday.
Actually,
I can't wait till I get to the age where the most interesting thing I talk about is my route to work.
Tell me something good.
Because you know what? We need more good news, and we're getting more and more all the time. We're going to start with TJ today.
Here's something really rad about everyone being stuck inside for the last few months. A new study has found that global emissions were down 17% last month because of the COVID crisis. Mm. And it's the lowest level in almost 15 years.
That's
good news.
Yeah.
I mean, scientists aren't overly optimistic about its long-term effect on global warming, but still, yay us! We did it!
We did it. Producer Jesse, you're up next.
I want to shout out the Wu-Tang Clan.
Hey! always.
Because they've teamed up with the Ottawa Food Bank to raise money. So the group is selling t-shirts, hand sanitizer, and meals through their online 36 Chambers store.
That's
with
amazing.
Proceeds from all three items going directly to the Ottawa Food Bank. So apparently a local businessman named Adam Myron tweeted them, and they're like, yeah, we'll support you guys.
That's
so
awesome.
They've turned all their merch on their site into
they're
donations
super generous
for
dudes.
The Ottawa Food Bank.
I love that.
Wow.
So not only is Wu-Tang for the children, it's also for Ottawa.
That's right. Yes. Damn. Okay. My good news is that 850 Toronto Park amenities open this week. We're talking 300 soccer fields, 300 baseball diamonds, 150 basketball courts. They're getting picnic shelters ready to go. They're getting tennis courts ready to go. 600 tennis courts at 185 locations, and it will begin to open this weekend,
which is awesome.
Now, will you be able to play soccer or baseball? They're unclear.
Okay.
You'll probably be able to play tennis, but the thing is with soccer, you bump into people. I think baseball, you probably could. Although there's a lot of sweat and throwing baseballs to each other.
No sliding.
So anyway, we're getting there. Jax, you're up next, and then you're going to play us something good.
Oh, hell yeah. I want to give a big shout-out to a place called the Loft Hair Salon. So obviously a lot of hair salons and barbershops around the city getting ready to reopen eventually, but the Loft Hair Salon has said that when they do reopen, they are going to give frontline workers and seniors first dibs. And I think that's fantastic because, that's how it should go, and I hope that this becomes more of a pattern a lot of shops around the city because, give Nana her haircut.
Absolutely.
Give the essential workers her haircut.
Absolutely.
They need it.
And Nana doesn't need more than a couple haircuts a year, right?
No.
Like, the hair doesn't grow that fast at that
Nana
age.
In.
Yeah,
Nana
absolutely.
In.
That's
yeah.
not true. My grandmother's hair grows 6 inches a week.
No, shut up.
Where do you come up with this stuff? All right, so.
This is the truth.
Jax.
Gentlemen, it's going to be a magnificent day. And as the sun hits your pale, pale skin, as you take a long sip of that sunny vitamin D, and as you feel that true hope that is summer, I want you to think of sweet Sean Paul, baby. Get that light. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Turn it up.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Most people working from home, and there are fewer and fewer by the day, although still the majority.
Yeah.
Most people working from home cannot remember the last time they wore
a bra.
No. They wore
underwear?
No. Well, I think everybody's wearing underwear.
I hope so.
I mean,
definitely present company included.
TJ.
Most people working from home cannot remember the last time they wore pants.
Oh.
I'm not talking about jeans. I'm not talking about sweatpants. I'm talking about pants.
Panty pants.
Panty pants.
Like real pants. Like, okay.
Like jeans wouldn't be on that list?
I don't think so.
Because they're jeans, real pants.
Like dress pants?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pantaloons.
Sure.
Slacks.
Yeah. Slacks would be the way to describe it if you're, you know, born in the
40s. Fancy pants, okay.
So, yeah, the thing is, there's no reason to really wear them anyway unless you're going to work, right? Yeah. And I know a lot of people that are doing, I have a friend, and she, like, she did, like, a sweater vest thing.
Yeah.
And she's just like, it's a longer sweater vest thing, so it's like a dress. because I don't wear, I'm not wearing pants.
On Friday night, before the prom party, all the announcers were on Zoom, and Dame says that, all right, who's wearing actual pants? And literally every announcer was, like, really dressed up, like, suit and tie and dresses, and then had sweatpants on the bottom.
The girlfriend and I, every once in a while, will have like the...
Oh, she's the girlfriend.
Yeah, the old ball and chain and I.
Not my girlfriend, the girlfriend.
Gross, TJ. Never say that again. Guys. Gross.
My girlfriend and I will have like date nights where we just kind of like, we get dressed up, but we stay in the apartment.
Yeah.
And even that, it's like... We eat dinner and it's like, all right, let's put pajamas back on now.
You guys really settling in, eh?
Yeah. I put on my 15 pounds in the last 2 weeks.
Does she refer to you as the TJ?
Yeah, no. She refers to me as the old ball and chain, too.
There you go. Okay.
Ew.
The TJ.
Ew.
You guys are disgusting. I love it. She is, by the way, let me just tell you this. TJ's girlfriend's awesome. So I'm really excited for them, but I love to tease him. Now, here's the thing. I want to know, you're working from home today. Even if you're going into work, a lot of people are not wearing these at work. When was the last time you actually wore pants? Can you remember the last time you wore pants and why you wore pants? 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. Jax, you look like you want to answer that question.
I wore dress pants 2.5 weeks ago just to put them on and see if they fit.
And do they fit?
Kind of. Sort of. That is a July problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Future checks is problem.
Exactly.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When was the last time you actually wore pants? And I'm not talking about, like, jeans. Because for most people, you can't wear jeans to work. So, I'm talking real pants. Dress pants.
Fancy pants.
Slacks. Something with a crease in them.
Yeah.
It's been a while for me. I can't even tell you. Now, we are lucky here that we're pretty casual with what we wear. Yeah. So I don't ever wear pants unless it's like a fancy occasion. So for me.
You ordered new Lulu joggers this morning. Yeah, I did. I do it.
Well, because here's the thing. I wear those joggers every day.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm like, if I don't have multiple colors of these, my friends are going to think I only wear two pairs of pants. Sure. Which is that. Actually, at the moment, true.
We do think that.
Yeah.
So, I'm wearing an inflatable T-Rex costume right now.
There you go.
No,
so that's
not.
How casual it is here.
So 999-999 in text. When was the last time you can actually remember wearing pants? TJ, go ahead.
This one for the 416. I was actually at the virtual prom on Friday.
Hey!
And I got all dressed up. I wore a skirt, a dressy blouse, plus full makeup.
Yes. You know what?
That's a commitment.
I've heard people say that like they just do that once a week just to go, okay, I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
like,
actually
reset.
Another text we just got from the 647. I've worn skirts and done full makeup at least once a week just to feel normal since this started. It's not even like I go out for walks. I just sit around the house, but I wear the full makeup, do my hair, and that makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe I'll wear a suit to my alleyway in the next couple days or something.
That's what they were doing in the UK for a while, is they would get all dressed up and then take their garbage down to the curb and then go back.
Really?
Yeah.
So the thing in the UK, too, like, we're North Americans are very casual dressers. In the UK, it, like, they get dressed up. If you ever walked around London, they're like, everybody looks sharp.
Yeah.
And so
they're wearing 9-piece suits.
Yes. Yeah. Whereas here it's like you get that on Bay Street and that's about it. So I would imagine it matters more.
This past weekend, this text from the 905. This past weekend, just to make sure all my work clothes fit, I put on some clothes. They did not fit. And now I need to order a whole bunch before I go back to work.
No kidding. That's the thing. Guys, if I can humble brag for a moment.
Oh, here we go.
My shirts are getting too big.
Hey!
That's great. Yeah. I have... You know what? And you know what stopped me during the pandemic? Why I've lost weight? It's because I'm actually cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually making food. So
I put on my, because you know how guys only have one suit that they call their wedding suit?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
And I was like, well, summer's coming up. There's no weddings, but I should still try and like see if I fit into it. And it is skinny tight. And I put it on and it fits better than it did last year. So yay me. Yay, pandemic.
I'm so happy things are going well for you. We're men with metabolism that works quick. If you're looking for me, I'm just gaining weight over here. Dear God.
BRB, I'm going to go eat my Cap'n Crunch cereal now.
99.9 Virgin Radio. In your eyes, this is The Weeknd.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Despite the rumor, Ontario won't be lifting its 5-person max rule this week after all. There was rumors that the gathering number was going up to 10 in time for The Weeknd. It looks like there's no concrete date set on that yet. Doug Ford has officially given no date on the beginning of Stage 2 either, but is, quote, watching the numbers like a hawk. And we'll be giving updates as soon as possible. The 5-person max rule could stay in place until at least May 29th, it seems.
Let me tell you, I'm going to have a 5-person rave. In my backyard.
It's not 5 people yet.
It is 5 people
now. It's 5 people right now.
It's 5 people now, and then we're going to hopefully go up to 10. Actually, you know what? I'm going to wait for 10. I'm going to have a 10-person rave.
You know what? I think to have a rave properly, you need to have... Could you have 2 groups of 5 people on an opposite side of like a backyard?
Like a grade A dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a
exactly,
war.
Literally. Yeah. Anyway, I think you need 10 people minimum for a rave.
Just can I come to the rave?
You don't dance, so no.
Wow.
I do dance.
You don't dance.
You know I have dancer's hip. Some Toronto salons are booked up until the holidays. The holidays.
Yeah.
Not the summer holidays?
No. Oh. Winter holidays.
Wow.
Yeah, this is
keep in mind that they're still not even allowed to open yet, so all these are preemptive bookings. Jason Lee Salon said that they won't see a break in the schedule for 4 to 6 months when they first reopen. And the Loft Hair Salon, as Jax mentioned earlier, is doing something really awesome. They're giving seniors and frontline workers first dibs on hair care when they do reopen. Hopefully a trend that we'll see catch on with other barbershops. Like, I even know that the barbershop I go to, they've been accepting bookings and then canceling them 2 weeks prior, just so that way when you can reopen, they're good to go when you're all set.
That's crazy.
It's terrifying.
My hair is getting longer and longer, and I'm thinking it's probably not going to continue. Like, I don't think I'm going to have a chance.
It gets curly and cute.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I get very suspicious when I see people with really nice hair lately. I'm like, who do you know?
Yeah, if anybody's got a sharp haircut, I'm like,
who's helping you?
Mm.
What do you know that I don't?
Exactly.
Arkansas has shown us what concerts could look like in a post-pandemic world. So Temple Live, which is a concert venue in Fort Smith, sought sanitation from a third-party company, masks that were required on all staff and people who went to the venue, and temperatures of the attendees were taken upon entering. This was for a concert on Monday with Travis McCready, a guitarist and vocalist of Bishop Gunn. The venue restricted bathrooms to 10 people at a time, and concession stands could only sell prepackaged goods. There was pictures of it. It looked like the comedy show I did a few months ago where there was 9 people there.
But there was 11 at least.
Yeah. Including you, yes. Yeah. Everyone's wearing masks and stuff. It's very odd looking, but it's cool that they're trying, I guess.
Right. Well, listen, I mean, if they're going to experiment, I'm glad they're experimenting elsewhere.
Yeah.
And eventually, people are going to have to start getting out there, touring, making money, because that's how they make money, right? So we're going to look at it. It'd be very interesting to see what, like, Danforth Music Hall is going to look like with social distancing. You know what I mean?
Kidding.
Everybody has their own, like, cordoned off little spot, and that's it, and you can't leave.
It's a strange world, my friend. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. I just want to run through the forecast with you for the next 5 days, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
So no rain, 20 today, 22 tomorrow, 23 Saturday, 24 Sunday, 25 on Monday.
It's too hot. I miss winter.
TJ's getting a tan.
Buckle up.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Guys, the one thing about the pandemic, the good thing, is that it's brought a lot of people together on an emotional level.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But the problem is, when you bring a lot of people together on an emotional level, it makes it that much harder when you get ghosted. And that is what has happened to our girl, Rachel. Rachel, good morning. Thanks so much for coming on. Can you tell us about Isaac?
Yeah. So, long story short, Isaac and I work at the same company.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we kind of have that work husband, work wife thing going on.
Okay, yeah.
And so around the beginning of the pandemic, when everything started closing and, you know, everybody was kind of had to stay home, we started missing each other. And we missed talking every day because, you know, we saw each other every day and then we went to not seeing each other.
Yeah.
So, let's see, about early April, we started FaceTiming regularly.
Okay.
And, I mean, we were staying on the phone, like, all day. Mm-hmm. And in a weird way, it made us much closer.
No way.
I'm shocked.
Talking to someone brings you closer together. Guys,
hang on. I'm going to put you on mute. Just run to the bathroom.
You actually said something to him about what was going on, right?
I did. I basically, I was just kind of like, I called it out. I was like, why don't we just date? We're literally.
Atta girl.
Such a romantic.
Yeah. To the point. I just figured we are best friends.
Yeah.
And we basically were already dating without actually officially dating. We do a lot of stuff together. We're constantly together. We're constantly talking.
You guys are dating without the benefits. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Why not get some benefits? He was all for it. He was basically like, you're my girlfriend in every way, except for actually being my girlfriend.
Oh,
and I'm like,
that's cute.
So that felt great, oh my gosh, he feels the same. Yay. So I want to say about 2 Fridays ago, we set up a date to try it out and have our first real date.
Okay.
Well, Wednesday of that week comes, and he texts me saying we're going to have to reschedule because he had to meet his parents for something.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, it's his parents. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to set a new date. Like, okay, well, does this day work for you?
Which, by the way, you set the new date.
Yeah.
Here you are being the good person doing it. But yeah.
But he never responded.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I didn't want to push it. So I was like, okay, well, maybe something happened and he doesn't want to talk about it yet or something like that. So I kind of left it alone. And now we've talked a couple of times, but he only talks to me about work.
Huh.
And he doesn't want to do any of the fun stuff we used to do. He's always got an excuse.
Yeah. You mentioned he only wants to talk about work. Is there any projects that you've maybe been slacking off on and he wants to make sure get done by EOW?
Maybe he's tired of you riding his coattails.
I'm so curious. I'm always invested, but I'm invested.
Right now. Okay. I gotta know what happened.
And there's nothing, Rachel, that comes to mind that stands out to you being like, this could be it. This could be the reason.
No, not really. I mean, like I said, we were on the same page with everything. He seemed just as excited as I was when I was, and I thought maybe I came on too strong because I was kind of like, well, hey.
No, it's
not. I don't think asking someone on a date after FaceTiming them an entire day is too strong, but I digress. So here's the deal. We're going to make the call to him with you listening in silently on the phone next. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to find out what's going on.
Yeah, me too.
I will not say a word. I will not breathe.
I mean,
you can do that. That's allowed.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
If you missed Rachel's story, like so many, it starts out with so much promise.
Yeah.
It's a pandemic. She's got a work husband that they're like best friends.
Yeah.
And then they're not seeing each other and you kind of miss those people, right? Like think about, you may miss a few coworkers and maybe there was a little bit more bubbling under the surface there. And Rachel and this guy Isaac found out that there was. Rachel, you were talking to him every day and finally you were like, you know what? Why don't we just date?
Yeah. Every day, all day.
All day.
Rachel, I get you. Me, Adam, and Jax are in a workplace throuple.
So basically, what's happened is he canceled the first date, didn't reschedule the second one, even though you tried to, and now he will only talk to you about work and you can't get anything else out of him.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what I did.
Okay.
So we're going to get to the bottom of this. Now, Rachel, ghosted can go one of two ways. It can be really sweet or it can be devastating.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure before we do this that you're prepared for both. Do you still want to do this?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right. Let's make the call.
Hello?
Hi there. Is this Isaac?
Yeah, this is Isaac.
Hi, Isaac. You might know us. We're Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, hello. Man.
Oh, hi. I am very aware of who you are.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Thank you. I mean, that's great to hear. Our parents aren't, but hey. No, in all seriousness, though, would you then know why we're calling?
Yeah. Yes, I know exactly why you're calling. And I know that Rachel... is on the other line.
Damn it.
This isn't going well.
No, great start.
And she probably is talking about how I ghosted her about, and we work together.
Yeah, well, I mean, ding, ding. I don't even, yeah, you nailed everything. Yeah. So here's the thing. Hi, Rachel, you want to talk?
Hi, Rachel.
And I'm going to ask the question on everybody's mind, which is why?
I was waiting to find out what ring size you were, Rachel.
Wait, what?
Pardon?
What?
Hear me out. Okay, hear me out.
I don't know if he's joking. Is he joking? Yeah, is this
know.
A bit?
No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. I'm serious as ever. We've been best friends for 5 years. And, you know, we've been practically dating for 2 more. And, you know, I love you. And I knew on day one that we were together that this was it. And, you know, so on our first date, I was going to propose to you. And I was only delaying because, you know... I couldn't get everything.
Is it hard to get a ring during a pandemic? I haven't checked.
It's harder than you'd expect. You can't really touch hands, you know?
Sweetheart. Sure.
I actually don't know what to say.
Trying to take the... Lock the car down before we take it for a test drive.
Yeah,
that's
seriously,
bold.
Dude, no, I'm trying to, pump the brakes on
guys,
that one a
guys,
little bit.
No, it's not. You guys don't know them. And listen to me. Hang on.
Okay.
They've obviously, it's not like it's their first date. They've known each other for a while, and they've essentially been dating for 2, and he loves her.
Yeah, but there's a lot of aspects to dating that don't come with your best friend.
TJ, you move a girl in after a day. You can't talk.
Yeah, but ask me how many engagements I've had.
Okay, all right.
This is so nice.
It's irrelevant.
Jax, there are many different viewpoints on this. And really, the only one that matters is Rachel's and Isaac's, right? Without knowing too much of your story, guys, it's pretty hard for us to comment. Although you have to understand and level with it. It is a bit...
It's like The Notebook.
It's a bit weird.
It's
for
like
us.
The Notebook.
So here's the question. I don't want to know if Rachel, what you're going to say to this or whatever, the engagement potential here.
No, let's hear the proposal.
No, let's not. All I want to know, because I'm not getting involved, all I want to know is, do you want to go on a first date with Isaac still? Because I'm assuming, Isaac, you do, and we're offering to pick up...
absolutely.
Okay, we're offering to pick up the tab on that, not the ring,
though.
Yeah,
not the ring, not the ring.
Like, why do we have a $12,000 bill here?
Yeah, so...
wow, $12,000, you guys are...
Yeah.
Well, it's 3 years' salary, right?
All right, so, Rachel, what do you think about a first date with this guy?
Yeah, I still want to do the date, yes. The other part, I don't, you know, maybe not do that part on the radio, because I need some time to think about that.
Yeah.
No. It's fair. I was going to do it in person, but, you know, you called them. No.
Yeah, because you ghosted her.
You know what?
Yeah.
It would have been the ultimate surprise.
Yeah,
she would have never
true.
Seen it coming.
Yeah. The ultimate bamboozle.
We have just ruined it. Okay, well, listen. I know the two of you are going to go on a date. Whatever it happens to be, we will pick up the tab. Uh-huh. We wish you the best of luck. And
I love you, too.
I love you two separately. I'm just not really sure about where this is going.
I love them together. I love them. And I'm coming to party with you guys at your wedding.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, if that's cool with you, honey.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
If there's a wedding, sure. Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want to die a little bit.
Why?
That, for me, personally, was the most painful ghosted I've ever been through.
Really?
I think that was romantic.
I don't understand how.
Felt like I was in an episode of The Office or something.
It
was a lot.
So, Rachel couldn't figure out why Isaac, her work husband, they'd finally decided to go on a date over the course of the pandemic, social isolation walk or something like that. Trying to figure out why he... wouldn't go out with her and then wouldn't talk about it and that sort of thing after he agreed to go. Turns out he was ring shopping and he didn't want to ruin the surprise because he wouldn't be able to keep it a secret, I guess. And the way he said, he called her honey at the end.
Yeah.
I just...
That left a bad taste.
You know when you're at a high school talent show and somebody that you know is on stage and they think they can sing and they're just bombing.
Yeah.
And it's just and they're going for it and they're bombing. And you're like, I respect that you're going for this, but I'm dying inside for you.
Yeah.
If he was a complete stranger and they didn't know each other at all, yes, that would be too much. But they've known each other and he loves her so much.
I think Kelsey in the 705 sums it up perfectly. Not sure if that was super cute or super weird.
Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah, exactly.
That's perfect. You don't know how to feel.
What other texts?
Another text from the 416. Oh my God, my mouth dropped when I heard he was ring shopping. They are the sweetest couple, and I hope she says yes when he officially asks her. Love this one. But then you have another one coming in from the 519. Wow, I was cringing in my seat listening to this. Good intentions, bad execution.
Any more?
Last one from the 905. I think Rachel and Isaac are the cutest. Yeah. Made this Prego tear up.
Oh,
so sweet.
That's so cute. I just want to throw something out there. There was one line here from a 289. Ghosted is the greatest feature on the show. What is happening?
I know.
Bro, slow your ropes. I think you meant roll. But slow the ropes, too. Those ropes are going way too fast.
Them ropes, I tell you. They get in the way.
All right. All right. So you know what? If you want to watch our reactions to this in real time, the video will be up at Virgin Radio Toronto very, very soon. And you can watch any Ghosted at any time on that Instagram account.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is officially recommending wearing masks. Doug Ford and Health Minister Christine Elliott together announced the province's official recommendation on behalf of Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. David Williams, recognizing that now that things like retail stores are open, there's more of more caution needs to be taken in these situations. They said, especially on public transit as well. Some good news. A bunch of park amenities are set to reopen this weekend. Over 850 of them, pardon me, just in time for that hot, hot, sweltering weather. Picnic tables and soccer and multi-use outdoor fields, baseball diamonds, tennis and basketball courts, that type of stuff set to open up this weekend. We have seen a lot of dog parks, off-leash dog parks open up as well over the last couple days, and sounds like even more will be open this weekend too. Also, I'm personally excited for the BMX and skate parks because now I can go do heel flips again.
You don't do that.
I play Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
In your apartment.
I also play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
So, it's true.
So that's pretty good. And with more nice weather on the way, Toronto is once again closing down some roads this weekend for pedestrian traffic. So the idea being more people are going to be out walking around, less cars on the road so people can spread out on the roads and stuff. It makes sense. A lot of big streets are closing down, so maybe do your research before you head out for your drive this weekend. But, you know, just to name a couple, Lakeshore Boulevard West, heading eastbound from Windermere to Stadium Road. Also, eastbound from Coxwell Avenue to just south of Woodbine Avenue. And Bayview from Mill Street to Rosedale Valley Road as well. Those are just a few. Some other ones around the city. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. I got to say, too, everybody working road construction right now, and there is a lot of projects on the go, especially downtown. It's pretty amazing how much they're doing and how quickly it's getting done.
Yeah.
So shout out to you guys. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
They say the world will change after the pandemic, and the reality is it's already changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we want to know specifically about you and some habits, because we've spent a lot more time online. I mean, the proliferation of Instagram Live.
What?
Proliferation.
Adam, we talked to you about using words that TJ and I don't understand.
Everybody's doing Instagram Lives. Is that better?
Better.
Yeah,
when you it's like the first three or four tiles at the top are like live. And none of them are good.
Yeah.
And honestly, nobody does a good Instagram Live yet.
Except for Virgin Radio Toronto.
That's true.
Yeah. Right?
No, they were great. No, I'm kidding. I'm only saying that because you were on them and I'm waiting. Jax did Instagram Lives forever and I'm just bothering her.
Yeah.
So, aside from that,
I'll give it up my Friday night.
I would like to know how, you know, what little habits you've picked up or things you've followed or things you do differently now online. I mean, specifically, this came up in the studio the other day. Jax told us about something that she followed.
I've been watching, so I followed an account called Where Does the Good Grow? Which is run by Tegan and Sarah because they have a song called Where Does the Good Go?
Yeah.
And it's them gardening. And it's probably the gayest thing I've ever done.
It is the gayest thing
I think it
I've
is,
ever
yeah.
heard.
It's up there.
just watching lesbians gardening.
How long are the videos?
Some of them are longer than short, but they give little updates, and it's really therapeutic. It's quite soothing.
The thing about Tegan and Sarah is they're absolutely delightful people. Like, they're so great. They're so great. So that's what Jax is doing.
Yeah.
TJ?
I think mine might be even sadder. I'm a bit of a sportsy boy. I love watching sports, and obviously there's no sports on right now.
Okay.
So I have been taking video games, like NHL video games or NBA video games, and I have been playing the computer versus the computer.
Cool.
And then I changed the camera angle so it's on broadcast view.
Oh my God.
So it looks like an actual live game, but it's actually computers playing each other.
Radical.
And I sit there like a crazy person and I watch and I get hyped. And if somebody makes a shot, I'm like, yeah! And if somebody doesn't miss a shot, I'm like, ah, they're cold tonight.
How many drinks do you have to have until you think they're real people?
Not enough. Okay. Not enough. It's the saddest thing about me. On a long list of sad things about me, that is near the top.
Damn, I can't even come close to the two of you.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I honestly, not a whole lot different.
No.
That's why I find this
gardening?
So fast. No lesbian gardening, no watching games. You know, I think I've mentioned this before. I did drive down to Oshawa. Because my friend Steve has a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And everybody was playing Animal Crossing. And I was like, well, I too need to play Animal Crossing. And I brought the Switch home and I set up an account and I downloaded Animal Crossing. And it was worth every second. It's the best game ever. There's no pressure. You just go. You do a little bit of like gardening. You do a little farming. You build your house. You hang pictures on the wall.
Do things you could do outside.
That's very soft.
On your own. Yeah.
Very soft and gentle.
It is soft and gentle. And it is things that I could be doing on my own. But Jax, I would rather ignore the problems in my life and focus on the problems in Animal Crossing because they seem so much more delightful.
We just had this text roll in from the 289. I hopped on the TikTok train.
Oh, yeah.
Initially, I did it to embarrass my 16-year-old daughter. Now I just find it fun. Shout out to my other hashtag mom followers.
Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah.
Man, when you watch TikTok, you realize how funny people are.
Oh.
It's TikTok is one of the greatest things. You don't even need to create a video. Just go and watch. You will not be disappointed. So hit us up. 999-99 to text or 416-872-9999. We want to know what you're doing now, internet-wise, you were not doing before. It's Marshmello and Halsey. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Things are different now that we've had a global pandemic. We've had time to spend at home super bored.
Yeah.
Jax is following Tegan and Sarah's plant account.
It's a gardening account. Yeah.
TJ has now started to watch video games, but without playing them.
Yeah.
He just sets them up and sims them and gets
the sports games, and I watch them like it's a real sporting event.
Cool.
Producer Jesse, what are you watching now that this is happening?
Now that we're in this pandemic?
Yeah, and you're with your girlfriend Gabby at home.
Insecure is my absolute favorite show right now.
Is that just my documentary?
No, it's a show on HBO by Issa Rae.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's just about being in relationships in your 20s and being a woman. And
cool.
It's awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Check that out.
You're also watching a lot of Ru, aren't you?
Also, RuPaul's Drag Race is now on there.
That show is like
so
elite.
Good.
So good.
I've never watched it.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, dude.
Ugh.
I'm almost upset, TJ, because you get to go watch all the seasons back if you want to.
Oh, now I'm excited.
Yeah, dude, it's
also
a great
show.
Also,
the Canadian version's coming too, so.
Oh.
On Crave,
it's an hour of straight drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nonstop.
I love it.
Perfect. It's
Girls
perfect
are
if
sassy.
You're, you know when you're like eating and you just want to watch something completely mindless?
Yeah.
That's the perfect show
so
for that.
Good.
I'm in.
So
what are the texts saying?
One from the 416. I am legitimately obsessed with even more dog pages on Instagram than before.
Mm.
I used to follow like one or two accounts, but since lockdown, no joke, I've probably followed 20 more different accounts. I sit there for hours and watch all of these dogs.
I follow this new one called Regan Doodle, and he's a little, he's a golden doodle, but it's like the red golden doodle. And he does adorable stuff all the time. And this morning posted a picture. The owners just had a baby and he's snuggling with it.
Aww,
they're spooning.
That's good stuff.
And I just wanted to die. Next text.
One from the 647. I started watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, man.
I'm obsessed with it.
So apparently this season's been really good, and the guy in it has gone viral. Like,
yeah.
He's just, people are just talking about him.
They're
all
memeing
the time.
Him quite a bit.
They like, sure are.
Another one from the 905. Not me, but my best friend has started vlogging on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And they're awful.
Ooh.
Side note.
Aww.
You're in lockdown. What could you possibly have to talk about in a daily
at
vlog?
At least they're creating that maybe an outlet for them.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to stick with gay gardening, I think.
Yeah. That's a good outlet.
Last one here from the 905. I'm like Jax. I've gotten obsessed with Jennifer Garner baking videos on Instagram. These are a thing.
Drew Barrymore. No, Drew Barrymore actually, like, she posted about Jennifer Garner's page, though. So
really?
The girls are out, yeah.
Yeah. Because Jennifer Garner is, like, one of the most delightful human beings alive. Mm-hmm. She just, like, bakes and then she talks to it.
She also put up a TikTok the other day of her just doing laundry and her different positions doing laundry.
Sorry?
Like, different positions around the thing, doing laundry. That's what
around
she
what?
Around the laundry room. She's an enormous laundry room.
Cool.
Well, whatever, man. You guys brought up Jennifer Garner.
Hey.
Jax, we're cool.
What did I do wrong? What did I say?
Wow.
It was funny.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we should probably mention, it just announced, you remember the college admissions scandal where a bunch of celebrities were paying big money to get their kids into college?
Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky and her husband have both agreed to time in prison because they could have not served time in prison.
Yeah.
But because they decided to fight it and fight it and fight it, and then finally the prosecution's like, what are you doing? Why don't you just
take a deal?
So Aunt Becky will serve 2 months in prison. Her husband will serve 5 months.
So just to like re-up on this, what happened with that again?
So essentially there was a guy named Rick Singer who had a bunch of connections with various universities. And what he would do is talk to rich people on the phone or via email or whatever. And these rich people, it was very important that their kids got into specific Ivy League schools. So he would say, and I forget which program specifically, but like let's use UCLA as an example, right? Major school.
Yeah.
He would get them in on scholarships for like rowing.
Yeah, that's right.
And they've never rowed in their life. But all he would collect like a $500,000 payment. He would pay the coach in that program to fake their admission in, or to get their admission in, and fake that they were actually good and the coach had checked them out. So the coach gets a cut of it. So this maybe the coach makes $100,000 per student. And then, you know, Rick walks away with a gigantic amount of money. They're saying he made like $20 or $30 million off of this. Yeah, huge, huge money. And it's funny. There's actually audio recordings you can look up.
Yeah.
And it's not hard to find of him having conversations with these guys. Because what happened was the federal government and the states got in and they turned him. Mm-hmm. And they made him record every conversation with every person. That's how they caught them all.
It feels so far away when this was the biggest story in the world.
I know.
Yeah. That was like a year ago.
Remember
wasn't
when we, yeah, remember being outraged by this?
Yeah.
How dare they?
Yeah. And, well, I mean, I'm still outraged by it, but
like, I'm just outraged by a lot of other things.
Yeah,
too.
It's just muted. Yeah. So it looks like that whole thing is wrapping up, and it, you know, they've closed the loophole and that sort of thing. But you know, it's funny the more you read about that story. And cheating on the SATs and all the, you know, the entrance exams you have to do, the more I'm happy that I grew up here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because holy moly, the American system is crazy.
Watch this, though. 2 months, she's going to serve maybe like 5 days.
Yeah.
Get out with good time.
Well, there's so many people. Like, it was like when Lindsay Lohan was, I think she was a year less a day in jail. And she went, I think she went for 5 days.
Yeah.
And it's because their jails are overcrowded, too. So
they're like, get out.
Yeah. Really fascinating stuff. Actually, if you want to hear a good podcast on that, go to iHeartRadio. What Really Happened did a really good introspective on it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario will not be lifting its 5-person max rule this week. After all, there was rumors that the gathering number was going up to 10 in time for the weekend, but it looks like no concrete date has been set on that yet. Premier Doug Ford has officially given no date on the beginning of stage 2, but is, quote, watching the numbers like a hawk. And we'll give updates as soon as possible. The 5-people max rule will stay in place until at least May 29th, it seems. Some Toronto salons are booked up till the holidays. Oh, TJ, do you mean the summer holidays? That sounds pretty reasonable. No, friend, I do not. I mean the winter holidays.
Wow.
Meaning, if you haven't booked it in time for your Christmas party haircut, well, you're screwed.
I cannot believe this.
I'm going to look like a young Jan Arden here soon with long hair. God.
You mean Jan Arden?
I wish I could only be Jan Arden.
Yeah.
We all want to be Jan Arden, anti-Jan. Jason Lee Salon said they probably won't see a break in their schedule for at least 4 to 6 months when they first reopened.
Damn.
And this is really cool and worth shouting out. The Loft Hair Salon is doing something really great. They're giving seniors and frontline workers first dibs on hair care when they can reopen. Because keep in mind that these places still aren't allowed to be open yet.
Yep.
It sounds like they're saying phase 2 is when they could start. But again, who knows when that will be and who knows if that's true. Arkansas is a state in America that has shown, just in case you don't own a map, I lost my place on my page. I was trying to save time. And look where we are now. Anyway, they had a concert on Monday. And then they showed us what a post-pandemic concert could look like. Temple Live, a venue in Fort Smith, brought in sanitation from a third-party company. Masks were required on all staff and patrons at the event. Temperatures were taken of people before entry, and the venue restricted bathrooms to 10 people at a time. Also, the concession stands could only sell prepackaged goods. This was for a Travis McCready concert, and you saw pictures of it online. It looked like a comedy show that I performed at a couple months ago. There was like 9 people there. It's wild.
Well, you know what? At least they're doing it. Yeah. There's progress to be
on
made.
On our way, baby.
Which is not what you... The same can be said for my comedy. No progress is being made there.
There you go.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thanks, TJ. All right. That's it for us for today. We will be back tomorrow. Enjoy the day. Robin is up next with Nonstop Hits. 15 degrees now, 20 degrees this afternoon.
Yeah.
And 28 this weekend.
Woo! Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.